So when you are called to study plant medicine, you will learn to sit with the plant, you'll learn the textures of the plant, you'll learn the taste and, you know, nourishment, the applications of the plant, but you will also draw the plant and meditate with the plant and commune with the plant, and all of those things will also enable, you'll research the plant, and all of those things will also enable you to become one with the plant. And that is where you connect to the plant spirit.
And to fulfill our obligations to ourselves, our family, nation.
And so while I burn this physical sage here, it is your job to conjure that plant in your mind and to commune.
Stand up.
With the plant spirit, and that is you burning the sage, the ritual sage, in this moment, is to connect with this white sage plant and call in the spirit of the plant. And once we are able to fully commune and become one with the plant, you have mastered the medicine of that plant, and you go on to the next plant. And as we may be called to be healers of the physical plant medicine, this earth medicine, you will learn thousands and thousands of plants. So I invite in the spirits of sage, sweet grass, red cedar, and tobacco. Feeling this body in its rested position. Easing our way into a healing journey. Feel the earth beneath you, the earth beneath you. Feel the sky above you, the sky above you. Feel the sage in the eastern direction. Feel the spirit of the sweet grass in the southern direction. Call in the spirit of red cedar to the west. Place the wisdom of tobacco in the north. Feel the earth beneath you rising up to meet the sacred body at rest, and take yourself, scan the topography of your landscape. The heels and the bottoms of the feet, the toes, and travel up the backside of the body, the contours of the calves, the valley of the back of the knee, a gentle roll of the upper thigh. The mound of the glutes and buttocks region into the snake-like spiral, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, the neck, arriving to the unique space at the top of the spine, the axis and atlas. Observe this rotational view there. Continuing upwards to the summit of the head, the top of the head. Take yourself through the smooth contours of the forehead, the nose, a peak jutting out at the nose, vista outlook, and down to the moguls of the lips, spiraling inside the mouth. A cave of wonder, crystalline amazement in this cave of the mouth. Down the smooth slopes, front of the neck, a little moraine sticking out at the throat, and a tiny valley that follows it, a kettle and a moraine, the throat and just below, down the ridges of the chest, the ribs, two sacred mounds of the breast. Down the smooth, slippery slope of the belly, gently rising, gently falling, a tiny crevasse of the umbilical cord, umbilicus. A little smooth slope of the lower abdomen down to the mound of Venus and into the sacred valley of the yoni, where you happened upon a cave. And inside that cave are many, many wondrous passages, interdimensional portals, spirally rainbows, places of creativity and creation, the whole universe in this special cave. Arriving at the base of that cave, a pool, a nourishing, healing pool. And as we come full circle in this journey, the circumambulation of this body, we arrive at the contours of the upper thigh, the mound of the knee cascading down the flats of the calves to the peak. The big toes, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toes. just in case. We come up to the heart center and go down to pathways of the arms, the shoulders, elbows, wrists, fingers, all the way to the tiny peaks of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. This whole sacred being. On the floor, resting in the sacred dream time that is Yoga Nidra. You feel this internal landscape of the body resting on the floor. We feel the deep inside of this body. We feel just outside this body, just outside. And we bring our awareness to the inside and the outside at the same time. Feel the warmth of the body connecting to the earth, nourishment of the earth below. And just feel the space in front of the body connecting to sky. The sacred alignment of earth and sky. Feel this at the same time, horizontally positioned. The earth beneath and the sky above. Inviting in this sacred communion, this sacred listening. Going deeper into this dream time. This body firmly held in this earth space. We offer up a prayer in this journey. I am the spirit within the earth. It is all in beauty. 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 The feet of the earth are my feet. It is all in beauty. 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 The legs of my earth are my legs. The legs of the earth are my legs. It is all in beauty. 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 The strength of the earth is my strength. It is all in beauty. 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 The thoughts of the earth are my thoughts. The voice of the earth are my thoughts. The voice of the earth is my voice. The feather of the earth is my feather. All that belongs to the earth belongs to me. All that surrounds the earth surrounds me. I am the sacred words of the earth. It is all in beauty. 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 Allow this body to expand. Hearing the sound of the drum, let it carry you. Expand, listening to the sound of the drum. Let it carry you into this sacred dreaming. Let it carry you to the land of the ancestors, to a space of infinite knowing. All that was, all that is, and all that will come to pass. Entering this quiet space of listening. Thank you. saw. Heartbeat rhythm. Feel the resonance of this drum as you connect to the healing resonance of your body. The sacred body at rest on the floor, held on the earth. The earth is your body. Listening to the waves of this drum, guiding you back from your journey into the spirit realm, replenished, refreshed, emergence from the darkness of rest. Fresh space. Your mind has dipped into the sacred replenishing waters of the spirit world. I share with you story of emergence. The first world is darkness, inhabited by 9 people, 6 kinds of ants, 3 kinds of beetles. All people speak the same language. There are no stones, no vegetation, no light. It is a primary and simple world containing the rudiments of action, the desire for movement. As creatures begin to explore and climb, mythical characteristics are given to them, and a personal dimension is added to their existence. There is no differentiation between insects, animals, and humans. In most of the origin stories, after the initial emergence, are first man, first woman, first girl, first boy, coyote, and fire deity. There's no primary creator or god making the world and life. Rather, creation comes from the first stirrings of movement in the bottommost world. the first active step toward change and continues until emergence into the fifth world. Creation, in this sense, is conscious activity from within, not the external act of a greater being. As the people move upward, first man makes day and night. He becomes a being of power and has in his possession sacred stones and shells. White shell, turquoise, abalone, jet, and red white stone. The concept of evil comes early, but rather than a negative phenomenon, it is a force which must be controlled and used when needed. First man says, I am filled with evil, yet there is a time to use it and a time to withhold it. Thus, first man and the emerging people are not good or bad. They hold within themselves the powers of darkness and light. Neither perfection nor the elimination of evil are goals to be sought. The key is always balance. Coyote plays the same part he does in so many stories as trickster and troublemaker. He's an awkward buffoon and at the same time full of life insight, hard-won wisdom. The beauty, the freedom of his buffoonery enables him to act and speak in ways that the more conventional beings cannot. He plays court jester, Greek chorus, pointed, painful human conscience. He is the commentator who forces action, who won't allow the others to fall back into the darkness of a simpler and therefore more comfortable world. During their travels through the world, the first beings of the Navajo Dene encounter all kinds of adventures. There's a great flood brought on by Coyote. There is the great discord between men and women. There's the birth of monsters who roam the earth freely until, in the fifth world, changing woman, symbol of life, is born. She gives birth to the twin slayers who kill the monsters. Their bodies now the lava flows of Navajo Dene land, thus bringing an end to male-female disharmony. With the birth of changing woman, the emergence is complete. Her beneficent creature power is the strongest of any of the holy ones, including first man. A blessing way, a healing ceremony to promote inner harmony, is given for her. And the holy people go to their home in the nadir, leaving the earth people to the new race born from changing woman's body, Dene, the people. Just feel the depth of your breath. The inhale and the exhale of the belly, of the chest, of the shoulder region. Feel the expansion of the diaphragm. Feel this body arriving to its more active and awakened state. We come to an end of this dream journey, and we now hold ourselves in a very important, elongated, and critical in-between state. This is a moment of integration. It's lingering in the adventure that you just took. The imagery, the feelings, the thoughts, the memories, the vibrations, the resonances, the complete nothingness of it all. There's no rush here to emerge from this nidra, rather an invitation into the easiest, softest, spiraling back into the awakened state. We'll officially conclude this practice and hold that invitation to the sacred in-between. I hope.